Welcome back to Hannity and Combs. Coming up, the president's expected to announce the end of the war tomorrow, but does that mean the fighting is done? Former Secretary of Defense Caspar Weinberger weighs in coming up. But first, should General Tommy Franks be tried as a war criminal? General Franks has found himself the target of a case in Belgium accusing him of just that. An attorney plans to file the case on behalf of some Iraqis who claim to be victims of the war. Do they have a case, or will this just straighten, or I should say strengthen, Bush's case against any kind of international court? Joining us now, attorney Stanley Cohen. This is why the president doesn't want to be party to international courts, so he's not hauled off on charges, so that reckless suits, in Belgium, of course, is a country where you can sue anybody for anything. That's why it's being done there. You support suing the president?
I support the rule of law, and the reality of it is, under international law and the Geneva Conventions, a colorable case can be brought, will be brought, and let the courts decide where it
ends up. Yeah, but you're supporting this. You're supporting the idea of doing this.
I don't have a problem. I think there's sufficient... There's more than sufficient evidence at this point that the military targeted civilian populations, destroyed hospitals, went after ambulance, and the notion of preemption violates international law.
I'm against preemption. I'm against that foreign policy. Mm-hmm. I was against this war. Mm-hmm. I think it was a bad idea from a foreign policy perspective. Mm-hmm. But to start sitting here after the fact and saying we should try Bush as a war criminal, try Franks as a war criminal, this has never been successful.
Why are you a George Bush afraid of rule of law?
Afraid of rule of law. Why? This is you're chasing your tail on this. When is this?
The Nuremberg trials happened after World War II.
Oh, I see. And you compare this to the Nuremberg trials?
If the thousands of Iraqis who were killed, women and children, be a little bit upset.
If you're going to compare it to Nuremberg, does that mean you're comparing Bush to Hitler?
I'm not comparing them to anything.
You're saying Nuremberg. You're comparing these trials to Nuremberg.
I am saying that what happened to Iraqi civilians, thousands of the men, women, and children, violated international law and was every bit comparable to Nuremberg.
Comparable to Nuremberg.
Then
you're making a Hitler analogy, which is totally out of line. Are you suggesting we purposely targeted civilians?
Absolutely.
Purposely.
Absolutely.
The goal of our military was to kill civilians.
I am absolutely suggesting that there were hospitals that were targeted, there were infrastructures were targeted, people turned around while looting took place, and it was all part of the geopolitical
agenda. We may have known that Iraqis were hiding in civilian targets, and our goal was to get the Iraqi military. You're saying something very different, though. You're saying our goal was to go after Iraqi civilians and the infirm in hospitals. You believe that was our military goal?
I am saying just as Israel has targeted hospitals and has targeted ambulances to spread their particular political agenda, you've got situations here, not that Stanley Cohen has said, others have said, hospitals, schools, universities, infrastructure,
it's amazing to me.
It violates U.S. law, it violates international law.
In the interest of being fair and balanced, interesting to me how you attack Israel, attack the United States for doing these dastardly deeds, but you never say the Palestinians do some of the same things. The Iraqis did some of the same things.
I'm not a friend of Saddam. I'm not supporting Saddam.
You're certainly not.
And I'm glad that Saddam is gone, but there's a difference between violating international law to accomplish a political end, and that's what Bush did.
What should happen to President Bush and Tommy Franks?
Listen, if a case can be made under international law, let the chips fall
where
they may.
What do you mean? You support this case. You're an attorney. You're talking about rule of law. What should be the appropriate punishment or fine? What do you want to see happen to them?
If, in fact, there is a rule of law that is applicable and they violate it, as George Bush says, we are a country of laws. Well, Mr. President, if you can talk about being a country
my question.
Of laws...
What do you want the punishment to be?
The punishment is if, in fact, they are found to violate international law, Mr. Franks can be locked up the way we've locked up Serbian war criminals.
Mr. Cohen, first of all, I want this all... Get a close-up shot on this guy.
Hey.
Because I want all of America to see. We don't need human rights lectures from you, Mr. Cohen.
Nor do we from you.
Considering you represent Hamas, a group, you are the lawyer for them, a group that targets innocent men, women, and children in Israel.
First of all, I don't represent Hamas. I represented the head of the political wing of Hamas for many years.
Thank you.
George Bush has killed more women and children in the last 22 months than Hamas ever dreamed of. If you were an Afghani, if you were an Iraqi who lost a child, who lost a wife, who lost a kid to a U.S. geopolitical policy, you'd be furious.
What has happened to you? Where did you lost your soul? Where is your soul as a human being?
Why are you afraid?
You represent a terror group that kills and targets women and children.
You want to know
where's
what?
Your soul?
Today, where is the United
that
States?
You blame the United States.
A month
States
ago,
of America.
No, no, no. 6 months
you
ago,
don't
the
have
United.
A soul.
6 months ago,
you don't
the
have a soul.
You don't want it. 6 months ago, the United States says Indonesia's bad. Now they're great. Why? Because they're supporting the United States.
You know,
every time George Bush finds someone who supports him, he's a good guy. If you're with me, no matter what I do, you're wonderful. Ariel Sharon, the man of peace.
You
George
even admit
Bush hugs.
Iraqi people are better off.
You know what the reality is? I admit that the Iraqis who are getting killed today for exercising democratic ideals
is it that you hate this president or that you hate America?
Love America.
You do.
This president is a joke. This president's got more blood in his hands than anyone.
But based on your standards, we know if you're talking about this, quote, Geneva Convention, based on your standards, in World War II when we bombed Dresden or Tokyo or Hiroshima,
those
Nagasaki,
were war crimes.
So then we should have tried Truman, FDR, Eisenhower, Patton, all war criminals.
Truman violated international law and was a war criminal when he dropped two atom bombs on the Japanese. That's correct.
And
Dresden, which was firebombing. Absolutely. The difference is war crimes are historically accepted by people like you when you win. Yeah. When you win, you get to say it's okay. When you lose, well, you're a war criminal. Yeah. The reality of it is you're just basing your entire analysis on whether it's good or bad for your political agenda.
In the short period of time I have with you, something has happened to you to make here you are a guy that supports terrorists and then you're going to lecture you're the lawyer for Hamas.
I am an attorney. I know you would prefer that the only lawyers are those that support you and George Bush and anyone else is lawyer. I know you'd like to flush the Constitution because the Constitution is inconsistent with your rhetoric and your flag waving.
Did you ever read Article 38 of the Geneva Convention?
You ever read Article 4 as it applies?
Absolutely. Because it absolutely contradicts everything that saying here what we've done.
No, it doesn't.
Let me tell you.
You ever read Article 4 of the Geneva Convention? Because it contradicts everything you say.
America has been able to preserve, protect, and defend liberty and freedom for more people. There's more freedom
It's people like you that support policies that are slaughtering women and children everywhere.
Liberty.
Right. Ask the Iraqis who were slaughtered today. Ask the Afghanis that were slaughtered.
We're going to go.
I mean, come on. Giving flowers. What about the 17 killed yesterday and today?
We're going to hose them down and take a break. Coming up, moving on from waging a war to keeping the peace, are American warriors up to the job? Former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, he has a slightly different view than Stanley Cohn. Will there be a surprise addition to the field of Democratic presidential contenders soon? We'll tell you about